The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
How many of you sisters have ever raised tomatoes? Okay, we all have, right? Now, I am not much of a gardener, but I do know that if you want your tomatoes to produce, you've got to pinch off the suckers, the non-productive branches. These barren branches sap the strength of the plant, producing a big plant with lots of leaves but few tomatoes. They are taker branches. What you want to do is maximize the nutrient flow to the giver branches, which will then produce so many tomatoes that you've got to prop the plant up. If you had wanted a big bush, you would have planted something prettier than a tomato plant. But if what you want are tomatoes, the scrawnier the plant, the better. In today's gospel, Jesus says the same thing regarding his vineyard. Every barren branch he prunes away and throws it away, while every fruitful branch he trims to increase its yield. And we are that plant. In this world, there are givers and takers. The takers sap our strength, often in an effort to appear important at the expense of others. And you Jubilarians know that this can happen even in a convent. What we need to do is maximize the nutrient flow to the givers, and to help these people further increase their yield. The Lord wants us to produce so much fruit that we have to be propped up. And that's what your religious community is for, to prop you up, to support you in producing fruit worthy of the Lord, and to give you the opportunity to support others in their work. You know, the Lord is not the least bit impressed by how we look on the outside. He wants produce. So in a certain sense, the scrawnier we look, the better. But woe to those branches that don't produce good fruit. Jesus said God will prune away every unfruitful branch, which will then be thrown in the fire and burnt. Another important point in today's gospel is that any branch will wither and die if its source of nutrients is cut off. So we have to stay attached to Jesus if we're going to bear fruit. Woe to the sister who neglects her prayer life, or only goes through the motions of prayer, but not really opening her heart to the Lord, because she's cut herself off from the source of life. And as a consequence, her vocation will wither and may die. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Teresa of Avila, and she speaks very clearly about how even one such sister can sap the life and even destroy the spirit of an entire convent. No more than a branch can bear fruit of itself apart from the vine, can you bear fruit apart from me. And then by contrast, Saint Teresa goes on to add, to praise the Lord for the wonders he works through those sisters who give themselves completely and continually to Jesus. who really are the faithful and loving bride they are called to be, and whose faithful, loving bride you jubilarians have been for 25, 50, 60, 70, and 75 years. But you know, you and I are not only the Lord's garden. We're not only on the receiving end of pruning. We are also his gardeners. And as gardeners, we have a role in pruning others. We're on the receiving end of pruning. God does this through the challenges and adversities we face. But we're also gardeners. And God's placed people in our care, and people who are to be trimmed a little bit by us. You are part of the garden entrusted to me as bishop. And I will have to give account for how the care I take of this garden. And sometimes I do have to prune a little bit. But most of the time, it's mainly a daily process of pulling weeds and watering, and even putting down a little manure once in a while. I don't care what you smell like. What I care about is the Lord's garden, and that his garden produces abundant fruit. And in the same way, you too are workers in the Lord's vineyard, and you too will have to give account for the care you take of that part of his garden that the Lord has entrusted to you. And sometimes you may have to do a little pruning once in a while, and it isn't all that pleasant. But if you don't do difficult but necessary things now, you may end up with a huge bush that doesn't produce a thing. And at the end of the day, the Lord will come to you seeking fruit, just like he will come seeking fruit from me. I would like to be able to present the Diocese of Little Rock to him as a garden that produces amazingly, abundantly. And I'm sure that each one of you wants to present yourself and your religious community to him in just the same way, for the greater glory of God. As Jesus says in today's gospel, with words that we can apply with joy to our jubilarians, "My Father has been glorified in you bearing much fruit."